This is Steve Kraske. This year marks the 20th anniversary of KCUR's Up to Date. 20 years is a long time to host and produce a daily talk show, and our team couldn't do it without KCUR's strong listener support. As a nonprofit news station, KCUR relies on individual donations to make this show. I hope you'll join me in celebrating 20 years of Up to Date by donating today at kcur.org/support. And welcome back. This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. Well, the American Jazz Museum turns 25 this month, and with that milestone comes a new exhibit, Sound and Story, 25 Years at the American Jazz Museum, which had its public unveiling on Thursday. The exhibit will celebrate the four pillars of the American Jazz Museum's mission: exhibition, performance, education, and research. In this exhibition, each of the four pillars is explored with artifacts and examples of how jazz is an indispensable part of the cultural infrastructure and identity of Kansas City. With us here to talk about is Dr. Dina Bennett, Director of Collections and Curatorial Affairs at the museum. Dr. Bennett, nice to have you on the show. Welcome.
Nice to be here. Thank you so much.
Tell us about the event yesterday.
Yeah, so yesterday we celebrated the grand opening of the 25th anniversary exhibit, Sound and Story, 25 Years of the American Jazz Museum. We had a gathering here of a special guest, and we had a program where we featured our executive director, Rashida Phillips, welcoming our guest. And then I gave some history of the Jazz Museum. We heard from our exhibition coordinator, who led us through the planning and execution of the museum. And then we also had a poem. We commissioned a 25th anniversary poem from local poet Glenn North.
North, sure.
Yes. And then we were able to open the curtains and have our visitors go in and experience the exhibit.
How significant is this 25-year milestone to the American Jazz Museum?
It's very significant. I mean, it attests to our resilience here in Kansas City and in this 18th and Vine community, and it attests to the strength of jazz and its legacy.
I'm wondering how the museum has evolved, Dina, over the past 25 years.
Yeah, so the museum has evolved in its programming. We have done some extraordinary things here. We've brought national and international jazz artists to be a part of the experience. And we have also created programs that are pretty standard for us. We have jazz storytelling, which has been around for at least 20 plus years of our existence. And we have that once a month that involves a small jazz ensemble and two jazz storytellers. One is a jazz vocalist, Lisa Henry, and the other is a storyteller, Brother John. And then we also have our Jazz Academy, which is led by band professor at one of the local colleges, Clarence Smith. And we work with high school students who are interested in learning jazz. So we are very fortunate to be able to keep those programs going. Now, in addition to those, which are programs we have on a consistent basis, we also create new and interesting programs. Many of them are based on our permanent exhibition, and there are others that are based on whatever we have in our changing gallery, which is a rotating gallery. Mm-hmm. And that's where we have our 25th anniversary exhibition.
You know, there's been talk over the years about, you know, modifying the museum's mission from one having a national focus to one maybe more centered on the jazz story here in Kansas City. Has a decision been made about which direction the museum is going to head?
No, we're reviewing that. You know, we have gone through a strategic plan, and we know that although we're 25 years, we need to re-examine our exhibitions. We need to examine the story that we tell here. And Also, we need to probably redesign our interactives so that they're more user-friendly in terms of the cutting-edge technology that's out there. You see, the American Jazz Museum was originally called the Kansas City Jazz Museum. Remember that? When we first opened in 1997, we were called the Kansas City Jazz Museum. But we had a marketing study done, and it was funded by the Ewing Marion Kauffman Foundation. And in 1999, the board decided that we needed to change the name because the Kansas City Jazz Museum was too limited.
Huh, interesting. For those interested in this new exhibit, then, Dino, what's your favorite part of it, and what do you think people will be most impressed with?
There are actually two things. Of course, you only asked me about one. One of the items that we have in the exhibit is we had a stage created. When we talk about our pillar of performance, we created a stage where we have bandstands, and we also have our Believe in AJM sign. We have curtains, and then we also have an Ella Fitzgerald dress and a tux from Benny Goodman. And so we have those on mannequins. And so it looks like a performing stage, which is so perfect since we have the Blue Room and we also have the Gym Theater, which are performance venues here in the district. Also, I think that what people will enjoy is the timeline that we've created. We created a timeline of significant events throughout our 25 years. And we've made it interactive. We have stickies that are in the shape of notes, musical notes, and we have pencils available for people to write down their favorite memories of the Jazz Museum.
There you go.
Then they can stick it on the timeline. So I think that that's a really good measure of where we've been and how far we've come.
Well, the new exhibit, again, Sound and Story, 25 Years at the American Jazz Museum. That's Dr. Dina Bennett, Director of Collections and Curatorial Affairs at the museum. Dr. Bennett, thanks so much for your time. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much. And we hope to see you down here at the American Jazz Museum soon.
That sounds good, Dina. Up to Date is a production of KCUR 89.3. Our theme music was composed by the great Bobby Watson. The program is produced by Danny Alexander, Zach Wilson, Elizabeth Ruiz, and Reginald David. Our engineer is Paul Nakatura. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.